12th of April, 1928. I was born on the kitchen table of the Deptford house, whooshing out at speed and so slick with waxy vernix that I shot off the edge of the table into the precarious air. Clearly I survived because I'm telling the story now as I approach my 100th birthday. Trauma to my soft infant skull was avoided because I was caught, according to family folklore, by my second eldest brother Michael. Then again, when our father was sozzled in his more nostalgic mode of sozzlement, he would retell the story with my older sister Margaret cast as the slippery baby, or even Michael as the newborn who was caught, not the one who did the catching. We were 10 kids in the end, so it was easy to mix us up. I was number 7, which would explain why my arrival was swift. Our poor mother's birth canal barely had a chance to contract between babies. Am I being too vulgar and anatomical too soon in the story? They christened me Elizabeth, inspired by the princess born 2 years earlier, but no one in South London ever called me anything but Betty. 1931. I recall being hunched underneath the kitchen table, 3 years old, head tipped way back, holding a tin can up to my mouth to receive the last dribble of condensed milk. Our Kenneth and our Bernard, the twins, had stolen that tin from the shop 3 streets away. Condensed milk, glossy, creamy, intensely sweet, was a revelation. I think I shuddered, a full body tremor, when my mouth filled with the taste. It would be some years until I experienced an orgasm. Many, many years, so many I'm too embarrassed to divulge that yet. But the condensed milk was my first food orgasm. So I'm going to jump now in Betty's story to 1947, and she's 19 years old, travelling to Australia as a 10-pound pom on the SS Asturias. And on the boat, she's made friends with Leo, and she has a crush on him, and she's hoping that tonight, at the dance to celebrate crossing the equator, dancing on the dance floor together, they will finally consummate their affection. I was used to being grabbed by the insistent hands of American GIs and South London lads. There'd been no mistaking their libidinous intentions. But on the Asturias dance floor, Leo never touched me like that, even when our bodies were pressed close, swaying together to the lush music. My churning thoughts were solidifying into a likely conclusion. Leo just liked me as someone to talk to. He enjoyed my company. I was confident of that. He was interested in my views, tolerated, even relished my sometimes motor-mouth talk, and he appreciated my humour. But when it came to romance, he was after a different kind of woman. Or maybe he was the kind of fellow who was keen on other fellows. But I was definitely feeling something as we danced close. The tingling heat of our hands touching, the delicious pressure of his hand on my waist, our faces only an inch apart, so I was breathing against his neck and felt his breath, light but warm, across my temple. I was surely detecting an electric charge between us. But the charge could well have been the static electricity sparking off the synthetic fabric of the blouse I'd borrowed from Pearl. Or maybe it was just the alcohol buzzing through my body. Or it was merely my own lust agitating the molecules in the air between us, so it seemed like a mutual sensation, but was in fact a hum of desire moving in only one direction, not answered by matching desire. In those moments, a person can never be sure if she's pumping out hormones to manufacture the frisson unilaterally, and meanwhile, the object of her lust just sees himself as dancing with a friend who is acting a bit oddly. After 3 slow dances, I was exhausted from the hoping and the doubting and the effort to interpret every detail of Leo's behaviour. "I'm tired," I said, and the tropical delights have gone to my head. "I might go to bed now." "Oh, thank you for the dancing," he said in his politely unreadable way. "Sleep well, Betty." He didn't beg me to stay for one more dance. He didn't ask to escort me back to my cabin. I received the message with a slicing clarity.